On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good morning to you. Jackie K Show, CBS Sports Radio, and coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. How are you this morning? I'm genuinely interested. How are you this morning? Hopefully you're having a great morning. We're going to have a fun day today. We've got Anthony back running the show. He's not in the Hollywood seat today. Justin Shackle's in there, putting on a little foundation and some rouge at the moment. James running the board, making sure that we have all the buttons pushed properly and that we're on the air. And we are going to have a fun day today. I will apologize in advance. I've told you before, and I must say I'm shocked at how many hosts avoid the rule. I don't give one flip about your bracket. I don't care about your bracket. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you, it's the show that tells you your baby's ugly. Nobody but you cares about your bracket. Nobody cares. Tell us if your bracket's busted. Who'd you pick in your bracket? Who gives a flip about your bracket? It doesn't take any kind of common sense to fill out a bracket. It's a coin flip choice. You just sit there, and the secretary wins many times. Female or male, the secretary wins many times. I'm going to tell you in 4 hours, we will talk about the NCAA tournament. But again, there is a reason you have to search for these games. There's a reason you have to search to find them. Do you know what you used to not have to do? Search to find the games. There's a reason you have to search now. It's because the interest level across America in the NCAA tournament has waned. Doesn't mean it's bad. Doesn't mean it sucks. Doesn't mean it's awful. But it's waned. And I'm not going to spend 4 hours, hours at a time, talking to you about the NCAA tournament. We will talk about some of the great storylines. We will talk about individual teams. We will talk about conferences and how they're performing. Storylines. But talking about the bracket as a whole and the NCAA tournament, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it. So I'm sorry if that bothers anybody as we get started this morning. Moment of silence for Jay Wright and the Villanova Wildcats. They've won two of the last three national championships. They will not win one this year. They were eliminated in beatdown fashion by Purdue. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't Purdue graduate three guys or so off of last year's team? Like, Purdue was not supposed to be this. So congratulations to them. Half of the Sweet 16 is seeded. So when you get to Sweet 16 weekend, you know that you've had a real chalky tournament. Meaning that the best teams won. When you don't have a seed higher than four that advances. Right now, 7 out of 8 seeds are from 1 to 4. Meaning that this committee has done an outstanding job at seeding this tournament. This committee identified the best teams in the country, seeded them properly, and gave them a path that we can get to the Sweet 16 when next weekend we're sitting on the precipice today that we could have one of the most talented Sweet 16s, one of the chalkiest, meaning the best teams got there, one of the best seeded tournaments that we've seen in a long time. Great news, because to me, that's when it really gets interesting. Give me the Blue Bloods. Give me the best teams in the country playing. That's where I'm most interested. We had the story this week about Tom Izzo. And what's really funny to me is that now, and it's just because of politics, and I really believe this, it's because of the world of politics that we now live in, where people cannot have discourse. If you are in any way annoyed, appalled, disgusted by Tom Izzo and his, scream in your face, make a fist as you're yelling at somebody, point fingers in people's faces, have to be restrained. If you're bothered by that, you're a wussy. You're soft. You come from a generation, and I come from that generation. And it's, whoa, well, people are so soft today. You millennials are so soft. Oh, my gosh, what a society we live in. We can't have discourse anymore. We absolutely can't. Because if you have that opinion, oh, you're soft, you suck, oh, my God, you're such a wussy. You, oh, my gosh, you're like a girl. I've heard all these kind of takes on sports radio since the incident on Thursday night. I will give you my opinion on it. And there's coaching, and I coached high school, I coached club hockey, coached high school ice hockey, coached college ice hockey. Worked for a coaching staff in the National Hockey League under Mike Keenan for many years. Worked with his coaching staff on a daily basis. I saw Mike, and Mike was a Tom Izzo type of coach. And Mike was brilliant. Coach Keenan was outstanding. I worked for him. I started working for Mike Keenan when I was 19 years old, maybe 19 years old, I guess I was. So before my 19th birthday, before my 20th birthday, I'm working for Mike Keenan. And I watched Mike coach in the NHL, very similar to the way Tom Izzo coaches in college basketball. There was intimidation. There was screaming. There was get in your face. There was old school. And much like Tom Izzo, Mike Keenan was brilliant as a head coach. And you know what I saw? I saw that it worked for some, and it absolutely did not work for others. That kind of communication style did not work for everybody. I remember one time getting ballsy and getting a little mouthy with my former boss. And I was probably 20. I think I was 20. And he was in a mood. I was short-tempered back to him. And I pretty much told him, I'm not going to take being yelled at. You're not going to scream at me. And I went and got my bag and walked out. So I didn't know whether to be the next day, whether to be at the team charter, because it was a part-time job, but I'd walked out on it. I'd walked out on being, because I wasn't going to be screamed at. And my work was pretty much done for the night. And Paul Holmgren, who was the assistant coach at the time, told me, be at the charter. Calm down. Be at the charter. So the next day I show up for the charter. You would leave your suitcase at a spot at the little air, you know, where we would meet up. And then I walked over and took a seat. And here comes on a beeline for me, not a John beeline for you Michigan fans, was Mike Keenan. And he took me for a little walk. And he said, if you ever walk out on me again, keep walking and don't ever come back. Just keep walking. Because if I'm going to give it to you, and you want to give it back to me, you better be able to take it. And if you walk out on me, walk out next time and keep walking. And it was a valuable lesson. But one thing, there was a reason why I didn't enjoy it. And I told him so. And this was my dad. My dad was Mike Keenan. My dad was Tom Izzo. It's the same way. And I grew up with it. And can I only tell you that it sucks? And can I only tell you that it doesn't make you soft if you think it sucks? It doesn't make you soft if you believe that someone's screaming in your face, standing there making a fist as they're yelling at you, having to be restrained from you. If that's the way someone communicates, yes. It doesn't mean you don't love your coach. It doesn't mean you don't love your father. It doesn't mean you don't respect the lessons you might learn. But I can tell you from firsthand experience growing up with it until my senior year in high school when my dad passed, it sucks. For me, that doesn't make you better. That doesn't make you tougher. That doesn't make you more of a man because you think it's cool that someone else gets in your face and screams at you, threatens physical on you, going to get physical, hold me back. I was raised with it. If you think that's cool and you think that's leadership, so be it. Because guess what? You can have one of these coaches and you can say, hey, I respect coach. And it's just, and if you notice, that's the way coach is. His former players coming to his defense. That's the way coach is. That's just the way he is. And he loves his players. Yeah, guess what? A lot of people do. And if you appreciate that style of leadership, that's cool. I can understand it. I can understand it. You might be a person that doesn't faze you at all, and that's cool. But if someone else thinks it sucks, and someone else thinks it's absolute jackassery, I respect you too. Because you see, it's 2019, and nowadays everybody has to be labeled. If you don't share an opinion with someone politically, you're left wing, you're right wing, everyone's got to be labeled. Because you know what? Nobody knows how to converse. Nobody knows how to have an opinion, articulate their opinion, and then respect someone else's opinion and have respectful dialogue. We try to have it here on this show every single week. We try to have it. I aspire to have it. And I hope you feel like this is a place where we can have it. But I can tell you and to all my testosterone-filled sports talk brethren, believe me, you're no tougher than I am. You're just more pig-headed. If you actually believe someone can't have the opinion that sucks. And it's okay. I'm pig-headed on things too. I ask my bride. 17 years and she could probably give you a list of the things that I'm pig-headed on. We all are. But on this issue, I found it funny. If you dare to question Tom Izzo, oh, you're soft. Oh, what a wimp. Oh my gosh. It's okay. You can celebrate any kind of leadership you want, any kind of tough love that you want. As someone who dealt with it for my entire upbringing until my senior year in high school, it sucks. It blanking sucks.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.